This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:14 on your Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. I know Mondays are hard, but just stick with us and let's virtually link arms and we'll trudge through a Monday together. And before you know it, we'll be looking at another weekend on the horizon. It's week 3 of the Louisiana legislative session. Melinda DeLotte is research director for the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana and has been monitoring what's happening in the session. Morning, Melinda.
Good morning.
How you doing?
It's Monday.
Yeah.
Doing okay.
The legislature was off on Friday. They were off last Monday. They haven't seemed in a real hurry, and I know it's a long session, but a lot of people are getting kind of eager to hear what's happening with insurance rates. That seemed to be so much of the focus going into this session, and we haven't heard a whole lot of news about efforts to reduce auto insurance, and it doesn't sound like much is going to happen with homeowners insurance this session as we wait for bills last session to kind of see if they work to bring down homeowners insurance.
Well, I'll say, I mean, they have fast-tracked some of the auto insurance-related bills this session, moving faster than they normally do, for what it's worth. And a bunch of those bills are actually scheduled for debate on the House floor today. But again, as you said, they're not really doing as much. They have some odds and ends on the property insurance side of things, but it is much more focused on auto insurance this session. And, you know, part of the arguments are about whether or not to do quote unquote tort reform, which is, about changing the rules of litigation and how people can sue if they're in car accidents. And so you'll get a better sense probably this afternoon on the House floor of how a lot of those bills are going to go.
All right. Well, obviously, with the highest auto insurance rates in the nation, poll after poll show that Louisiana voters want our lawmakers and our governor to do something about that. But at the same time, efforts over the years to change the way that we handle lawsuits involving car crashes have been very challenging and in many cases have failed. And the lawyers have a very strong lobby. And Louisiana drivers and jurors seem to really like huge awards in car crashes. So what is the legislation that's coming up today and what would it do if it is successful?
Well, I mean, part of it is everything you just said is absolutely correct. But part of it is there have been longstanding disagreements about whether changing some of the rules about how to handle litigation and what evidence to allow into the courtroom, what information to allow jurors to see and hear, would that really change what insurance companies charge? And there has been obviously an ongoing disagreement for years. I started at the Capitol around 2000, and there had been a bunch of tort reform bills passed in the previous Foster administration term. And, you know, since then, people have said, well, I'm not sure that really did anything. And so there was a big push for tort reform for a while, and that kind of died down. And you are right that the trial lawyers do have a lot of sway in the administration and at the Capitol. And again, you'll see that the insurance commissioner, Tim Temple, and Governor Jeff Landry don't entirely agree on what will lower auto insurance rates. So there are a whole slew of bills on the agenda today. One of them actually is a dispute between the governor and the insurance commissioner about the insurance commissioner's authority to reject rates. And that is one that I'm pretty sure is scheduled for debate today. The insurance commissioner says he doesn't need any additional regulatory authority. He has all the regulatory authority he says he needs. And he says this bill would actually sort of destabilize the insurance industry by dissuading companies from wanting to come here if they think their rates could be arbitrarily rejected, their rate increases could be arbitrarily rejected. And the governor, of course, says that the insurance commissioner needs more authority and needs to be able to intervene if he sees rates that he thinks are inappropriate. So that's one of the bigger bills that's on the agenda for discussion today, and that seems to be part of the ongoing disagreement between, you know, the two statewide elected officials who are very engaged in the subject matter.
And that's got to be difficult for lawmakers, and I know it is for voters, because you hear the governor and the insurance commissioner saying exactly opposite things about how to bring the rates down. And one says this will bring rates down, the other says no, it'll drive them up, and they have this real tit for tat that's been going on very publicly over the last several weeks. So lawmakers are kind of stuck in the middle. Do we know which way they're leaning?
I mean, while the governor did get that bill out of committee with, I believe, only 4 votes against it. So, I mean, look, a governor in Louisiana is always very popular and has a lot of sway, particularly, you know, with members of his own party, and the legislature is a majority Republican body and the governor is a Republican. So it is an interesting political feud going on there. And, you know, I never bet on how things are going to come out of a chamber. That's never wise. But I will say, you know, it wouldn't shock me if the governor gets his way in this vote, because a governor in this state is really powerful. And, you know, people probably want to give him the benefit of the doubt if he says this is, you know, an important piece of legislation to him. And in committee, he actually suggested that if this bill didn't pass, he would be willing to call the legislature in for a special session to have them consider it again. So, to me, a lot of the questions are not necessarily about what the House will do, but what the Senate will do when it gets some of these bills, because the Senate is the place where tort reform in particular has had a more difficult road than the House. And they have just been more skeptical of certain types of individual bills involving insurance. So I think a lot of people are waiting for the real debate to happen over in the Senate chamber.
Talking with Melinda DeLott about the session. Finally, auto insurance bills take center stage at the beginning of this week 3 on the House floor. We'll see how they go and monitor those for you today. When we get back, we'll ask Melinda, have we seen evidence of some of these things working in other states? And what other bills are making headlines at the Capitol? All of that coming up after we check WWL traffic. We're talking with Melinda DeLott at the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana about the legislative session, and today is the day when the House takes up some of the key efforts to lower the highest in the nation auto insurance rates. Melinda, are any of these bills based on success stories from other states where rates came down after actions from the legislative bodies there?
It seems more like a lot of these bills are based on the rules and regulations that are in place in other states. Whether or not those have been in place and can be credited for those states having lower insurance rates is sort of, you know, up for discussion. But what proponents of these bills say is that they are modeling the legislation on laws that exist in other states that have significantly lower auto insurance rates than Louisiana. I will also say a lot of these things have been on the wish list for the business community for a long time as well, but they definitely exist in other states. They're not proposing anything here that is out of step with what some other states have done.
You know, you mentioned that you've been covering the legislature for a long time. This will be my 29th year covering the Louisiana legislature. And since the first year I covered it, we had the highest in the nation auto insurance rates. And so far, not a single thing they've done in the last nearly 30 years has solved that problem. So forgive me if I'm going to be skeptical and not expect huge results this year. Do you see anything dramatically different this year that could actually finally have an impact?
I do think that they are actually taking this issue and focusing on it as a priority. And that has not always been the case. I mean, I feel like you, I've seen people complain about the insurance rates for the entire time I've been here. We really haven't budged. Sometimes we move to number 2 or number 3, depending on which list and who's doing the judging, but we always stay in the top, you know, 1 to 3 range. But I do think that the legislature, whether the approach is correct or not, we'll have to wait and see. I do think they have prioritized this. They have heard from constituents that people are very angry, and they seem to have a unique focus on this that I maybe haven't seen in some of the other years. But again, whether the approach is the right one, you know, only time will tell if these bills pass and then we see what happens.
All right. There are also other perennial bills that we will be seeing in this legislative session. An attempt again to ban handheld cell phones while driving. Do you think that one finally gets passed this year?
I believe the governor is supportive of that one as one of the tools to try and lower auto insurance rates, because quite a number of other states have these bills. Have these laws in place, and insurance companies have pointed to them as creating a safer driving environment. So it is sort of part of the package of approaches that are designed to try and lower auto insurance rates. This bill has always had difficulty. It's interesting because sometimes it failed in the House, sometimes it fails in the Senate. But I do think the fact that it's now packaged as part of a discussion about car insurance rates may be what it needs to get it over the finish line. And the fact that the governor is backing the idea clearly will help pick up some votes.
All right. So maybe, just maybe, this is the year, not only in school zones, but everyone has to put their phones down while they drive. Any other headline-grabbing bills you want to highlight real quickly?
Well, I do want to say it's a fiscal session, so they actually are debating taxes. I know it doesn't get all the attention, but I do think they're revisiting some of the pieces of that failed constitutional amendment number 2. So you might see, if you're a voter, you might see some additional pieces and parts of that come on the ballot in the future, because they're breaking it up and debating it in pieces this time.
So they're not done trying to reduce state income taxes and maybe increase state sales taxes.
Well, those things have already been put in place. It's just a question of, will they make any additional changes beyond that? And, you know, I think that they are still looking at ways to try and long-term lower the income tax and get rid of it. But that would definitely be a long-term plan. Nobody should be expecting, you know, the tax rates that just took effect in January to substantively change for a while.
Melinda Lalotte, thank you for your coverage and for joining us here on WWL. We'll talk to you as the session unfolds. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Coming up next, we'll check in with Keith Spiro, who wowed the crowds at Jazz Fest in Weekend 1, and who are the headliners for Weekend 2. That's after the news on WWL.